You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while. Just smile. Just taking some clean, fresh air.
To tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool Radio Program. It was a beautiful morning. It is a beautiful evening tonight. This Saturday, October the 3rd, my favorite time of year. Thank God the heat is gone. Fall is here. It feels so good in Memphis tonight. It has just put me in the best mood I've been in months. The high today was 57. It was cloudy and breezy. A beautiful fall day. I took my wife and children to Lichterman's Nature Center. Y'all know where that is, Keith and Eddie. They're both in the studio already. Just had a wonderful day running around. The leaves are starting to turn, and I just felt like a kid. The weather felt so good. And in addition to that, which is enough to put me in a great mood, I want to extend to you from all three of us our most heartfelt and sincere appreciation to each and every one of you who contributed in September and helped us reach our third quarter budget. And we invite you to sit back, relax tonight, and enjoy the show. I'll tell you, you know, last week, I got to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, I had just gotten in from Nashville. I had driven from Nashville to Memphis. I got in the studio just a few minutes before airtime. I was so exhausted. I wanted to do nothing more than go to bed. You know, there's some weeks you just can't wait to get in here. I mean, every week I look forward to the program, but last week I really just felt it was low energy and substandard on my part. I thought Eddie did quite well, and I think certainly the content that we covered was rock solid, but I just felt as though I didn't have anything in the tank. But we got more emails from last week's show. I was sharing some of those with Eddie before the broadcast. We both got to the studio tonight about an hour early. We got more incredible emotional feedback from last week's program than we have in weeks. And we're going to cover some of the same stuff we talked about last week tonight. We're going to tell you why Sunday will never be the same. But I want to thank everybody again. You know, I spent 9 hours yesterday. I took the whole day off and did nothing but respond to emails, emails that had been piling up since August. I spent 9 hours, and I still didn't respond to them all, but sometimes it was just a short note. But they were all authentic, and it wasn't just a boilerplate thing. I took the time to write something unique to each one. And I appreciate everybody who's written in, everybody who's contributed during the third quarter. And, you know, we've got something really special here. Before we get down to business tonight, I want to read a couple of letters that have come in. And folks, listen to this, because this is you. This is all about you. Dear James and the TPC gang, hearing you read all the different places you get mail from lets everyone know your message is being heard far and wide. Keep up the good work. That comes from Keith in Greenbelt, Maryland. And Keith sends in a contribution absolutely every single quarter. I can count on him every time. There's lots of people who are like that. But Keith, we love you. Thank you so much. And since you mentioned it, and we really only do it during the quarterly fundraising drives, but here's just a smattering, a small representative sampling of some of the places we received contributions from just in the last couple of days. I'll go through these very quickly, and we're not going to read them all, but just to give you an idea, St. Louis, Missouri, Troy, New York, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, got a great message from the guy in Baton Rouge. God bless you. Sonora, California, Glendale, Arizona, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Calgary, Alberta, Valley View, Australia, Seattle, Washington, Monroe, Georgia, Bronx, New York, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, Marietta, Georgia, Parrishville, New York, Millington, Tennessee, right here in the Memphis area, on and on and on. Here's another one. Listen to this. This comes from Bill in East Islip, New York. James and Keith, et al. Hello, my friends. I hope all is well with you. I'm sorry that I haven't communicated with you for some time, but you're always in my thoughts. The enemies of our civilization grow bolder by the day. They attack our culture without any fear of repercussion. Keep speaking the truth and defending our people as you have always done. Remember this quote by Winston Churchill. Truth is incontrovertible. Malice may attack it and ignorance may deride it, but in the end, there it is. That comes from Bill in New York. Thank you, Bill. Thank you for your contribution. Here's from Buddy and Patsy in Jonesboro, Arkansas. They send in contributions not every quarter, but every month, talking about us doing a wonderful job. My friends, y'all absolutely enable that, and we couldn't do it without you. This comes in from Carol in Maryville, Tennessee. James and crew, keep up the good work. Can't wait to receive the band flag. Yes, indeed, folks. We've got all those Confederate flags that are going to be going out in just a couple of days. Eddie's actually sitting right next to the box. They're going to be packaged
up.
Look
at the stack, folks. They actually exist.
It absolutely exists. And how about this one? And Eddie got a tremendous letter in the mail today from Springfield, Missouri, from one of our female listeners, a great, great lady. And, Eddie, I know you appreciate that. We'll let you talk about that later when you come on. But how about this one from Washington State? Jimmy writes, Dear James and Keith, thank you for all your good work. I listen live every week. If I miss part of the live program, then I always listen in the archives. I am always amazed at how well each of you do in presenting the cesspool. Your friend, Jimmy. And then finally, I'm going to read this one from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And I know, you know, folks, you understand I can't read everything or give a shout-out to every city from which we receive correspondence, but we all value them equally. Dear James, I'm sorry I didn't get this until September the 30th. I hope that having this postmarked and being mailed on the 30th of September will still count towards the third quarter fundraising. I'm even more sorry that I was not able to donate during the second quarter. I still can't believe that you read my last letter over the air in December. That comes from Peter in Oklahoma City. Well, Peter, we're going to do it again, brother. Thank you for your support. Always a pleasure to read any and all correspondence. Keith, we're going to get down to business after this segment. There's only seconds remaining. I'm going to turn it over to you right after this. But just a quick word on what the audience means to you before we get back to work tonight.
Our audience is the best audience of any broadcast event, television or radio, of any show there is in the world, in my opinion. We have the most educated. We have the most astute. We have the faithful remnant. We have the salt and light that's left in this post-Christian era that we've got. And we appreciate you. I can't tell you how much we appreciate you. Quite frankly, if we didn't have an audience like you, I don't know if we could carry on, because it's not just the financial contributions. It's the inspiration that we get from knowing that there are a lot of people that depend on hearing this broadcast every week. People that tune in, people that give the word out to their friends and neighbors. We need this. We need to have the light bulb come on over the head of enough people. That's the whole key. People say, how do you win? And they are discouraged. And I said, it's really the easiest thing in the world. The light bulb just has to come on over the head of enough people, enough conservatively inclined people. People need to be shown the way, the truth, and the life. We need to know how to separate the wheat from the chaff. We need to be smart enough to eschew all the baloney that we get from the mainstream and get the authentic conservatism that you find here and a few other places here at the Political Cesspool. We'll talk more about this after these words from our sponsors.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
It extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do it over. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, folks, there is a lot of energy tonight. That much I can tell you. Keith Alexander, yours truly, James Edwards, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. We all got in an hour early tonight. That very rarely happens. And I just wish you could have been a fly on the wall hearing our conversation in advance of going live this evening. But, you know, we have an incredible life. We truly do. We do something that we love, and we do it with integrity. We've never sold out. We've never taken the easy road. We've always taken the road less traveled. And it's been a good life. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I mean, certainly there are people who, you know, make money, but who needs that when you have the riches that we've stored up with you good people from across the country and around the world?
And in heaven.
Well, we certainly believe that as well. I do want to say one more thing, and then we're going to start covering some of the items that Keith brought in the second hour tonight, though. We're going to tell you why Sunday will never be the same. It's sort of a continuation of what Eddie was so passionate about last week. But we're going to get Keith to weigh in on it, and Eddie as well. But Peter Brimelow, you know, he was on a couple of weeks ago. We had a great conversation, a great interview. And he posted the entire transcript of that interview to VDare.com, which is his news site. And Peter Brimelow, of course, is the former editor of Forbes magazine. You know, at one time was a very big player in the establishment. But he
started telling the truth.
Well, I don't know if he ever withheld the truth.
Yeah.
But
well, he started telling some inconvenient truths about immigration.
And he wouldn't stop. And so, nevertheless, Peter
was banished into the outer darkness.
Peter's a titan. And he posted the entire transcript. And I was reading it. You know, there's a lot of great writers out there. You go to their website and you read their articles and you think, man, that's just incredible. But when I was reading the transcript of this, it in and of itself was an incredible article. And we posted the full transcript to thepoliticalcesspool.org this week as well. But the point is, Keith, any given commentary that you give or any discussion that we may have together and certainly any interview we have with the guest, if you convert that from the spoken word into text, you have a masterpiece on your hands. This show is so important, ladies and gentlemen, and just watching our words being put to paper, what we say live on the air, I'm proud of it.
Well, remember several years ago when Edmund Conley, who is an English teacher, wrote to us and said that the way the English language is used is remarkable and humbling on this show, and it really is. We weigh our words. We got good educations in spite of the best efforts of the educational technocrats that are running the public schools. and now ever more, unfortunately, private schools as well. And we know how to use English language, unlike many people on the left and many people in the mainstream media that are making million-dollar salaries a year to be wordsmiths, and quite frankly, they're inferior. This is a better product.
We use the English language to tell the truth, which is what makes us so unique with regards to AM radio. All right, anyway, I met with Keith yesterday for lunch, as we typically do any given week. And Keith was off the show last week, so the reservoir was nearly about to burst. And Keith brought in literally a dump truck full of papers that included items that he wanted to cover on the program tonight. We'll never be able to cover them all. It's sort of like reading the mail. But we'll cover a few of them. This headline reads, Keith, millions more need immediate treatment, World Health Organization says. And what this article is about, ladies and gentlemen, is the World Health Organization is very concerned about AIDS and what we, the working class taxpayers, can do to alleviate the burden of those who live lives that would enable them to contract the HIV virus. Keith, tell us why this is important.
Well, this is a New York Times article, and of course, the New York Times is the bell cow of liberal print journalism.
Which is why Russell Moore writes his pieces there.
Right, and that's why he worships at that shrine and burns incense and commits idolatry to that particular golden calf called the New York Times. Russell Moore, of course, is the Pope of the Southern Baptists now. He's the moderator of the Southern Baptist Convention. Now, why is that important? Why is that article noteworthy? Well, we're talking about not aid worldwide so much as we are aid to sub-Saharan Africa and other parts in the third world where AIDS is an epidemic. It's an epidemic because these people are leading immoral lives. They are not leading sexual lives that correspond with the dictates of the Bible or the Quran or the sacred text of any major religion. They're off the chain, as they say in the ghetto in Memphis and in America today. But the left is bound and determined that they're not going to suffer the consequences of sin that God has provided. The wages of sin are death, but the wages of sin are now, they're doing their best to change that rubric. They've spending a disproportionate amount of all research, medical research money, trying to help people escape the consequences of their immoral behavior. Meanwhile, think of what a boon it could be if all of these funds that were used to help guilty people escape from AIDS and the epidemic that and the consequences of that noxious disease, and those monies were used instead to cure cancer or to try to find a cure for heart disease or diabetes or muscular sclerosis or all these other things that go begging. This is a politicization of medicine. It's, you know, I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but of course we're famous for doing that. Why is there such a big hubbub about curing breast cancer? That's because that strikes women primarily. On the other hand, why don't we have an equal outcry? Why don't we have all of these 10K races and 5K races and fundraisers for prostate cancer?
Well, you know, they have all the NFL players trot out every season wearing pink shoes and pink helmets and things in honor of breast cancer, which I appreciate, certainly. My grandmother had breast cancer. I know a lot of people in my family who have had it, people, friends of mine. It should be something that doesn't go neglected. But you're right. I mean, they're certainly not.
There's no comparison, for example, in the public displays of concern that are sanctioned by the mainstream media and by the establishment, the churches, the medical establishment, and other groups, the national news media, between breast cancer and prostate cancer. They want to divert research funds away from anything that might possibly benefit males, and particularly white males. And they want it to go to everyone but white males. When they find a disease that doesn't afflict white males, like breast cancer or AIDS, which seems to, you know, the only white males to get that are homosexual white males for the most part, unless they get it through a blood transfusion or they get it in vitro because their mother was infected with AIDS. Or let's say, sickle cell anemia, which only affects black people. They're bound and determined they're going to divert funds, limited medical research funds, to help everybody except white males. That's the only conclusion I can draw from it, James. And it is, you know, it's so obvious that this is what's going on. And nobody that is supposed to be looking out for the interests of American conservatives will raise a peep about this. Nobody is going, you're not going to find any of the Republican presidential candidates wondering why we're going to give a blank check to the World Health Organization, which is basically what the United States is going to do. Obama has said we're going to do it, to give every last possible treatment available to people in sub-Saharan Africa who contract AIDS. They're going to have protective, prophylactic matters taken care of. They're going to have treatment taken care of. They're going to have financial aid. In fact, they were saying something like it would cost like $700,000 per person, possibly. A projection was made. Craziness. I mean, the truth is stranger than fiction, folks.
We got a lot more to talk about this hour, this next segment, more from Keith's mailbag. And then, later on this hour, Scoop Stanton's going to call in and tell us all about that shooting in Oregon. Once again, we saw a case of a gun growing legs and walking into a school and starting to shoot people. It's amazing. We'll be back.
Your daily Liberty News Wire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being told that you are somehow privileged? Are you sick and tired of being told to shut up, both at work and at school? Are you sick and tired of panhandlers pestering you whenever you go out to shop or to eat? Are you sick and tired of jobs that never come and an economy that never goes anywhere? Are you sick and tired of having to take orders from incompetence? Are you sick and tired of movies and television shows that depict a white man as a bumbling incompetent? Are you sick and tired of a government that welcomes non-white immigrants and exposes you to diseases? If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then the American Freedom Party is for you. Connect with us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Once again, the AmericanFreedomParty.us.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Folks, we've really got to take this, in addition to radio, we need a video feed in here of us in the studio while we're conducting the live show, because I really can't paint a verbal picture. Eddie met Keith in the parking lot when he arrived at the station tonight and had to bring all of Keith's paperwork in a wheelbarrow. Stories we've got here. I'll tell you what. I'm going to go through these, and Keith, I'm just going to read the headline, because I really would like to get a small word on...
Give the mainstream media source of all this.
I'm going to give you the headline, and you give me 60 seconds or less on your commentary, and then I'm going to go to the next story, so we can try to cover as much as this. You know, a little variety segment before we really sink our teeth into some issues later on in the program that'll be more singular in nature. Undermining America, the Refugee Coalition. What's that about, Keith?
Well, that's an article, again, based on a New York Times article that shows that this is the secret to the left's success. There's gold in those hills. There are all sorts of groups that get stipends and money and grants from the government, from what are called NGOs, non-governmental organizations, to treat or to tend to the needs of illegal immigrants. You know, it's incredible. You know, just think about this. These people are lawbreakers, and we have a group, not just a group, we have numerous groups, the Catholic Church, first and foremost, that are encouraging and paying people and making it easy for them to do this. They provide them with legal counsel free of charge. They provide them with food and shelter. They provide them with sanctuary in their churches. They do all of these things, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. The Catholic Church, I'm not picking on them. They're just one of numerous ones. Just about every mainline Protestant church, almost every fundamentalist church, I guarantee the Southern Baptists are in on this up to
their
necks.
Well, Southern Baptists have called for amnesty. What are you talking about? I mean, they've officially put out all these people.
Just think of just think of what would happen if this were being directed at some of these so-called hate crimes that the left is so agitated and enthusiastic to prosecute. They'd go nuts. But on the other hand, they have unlimited resources to throw at trying to make their side prevail.
All right. I know when we normally do commentaries, you'd like to do a filibuster on each story because that's the way you operate, and we work well that way because that's what you're geared for. Pappy. You don't have a mic though.
Just a quick commentary.
Well, you got to get a mic.
Okay, let me just make a quick commentary.
All right, we're following apart.
Okay, people, I'm going to tell you what's going on. I'm going to tell you what's going on right here. I'll tell you what's going on right here. You got the Southern Baptist Convention is in lockstep with the Vatican. They're both the Southern Baptist head and the Vatican, the Pope. They're both controlled by the New World Order. And they have no interest in really in making anybody's life better, the immigrants or the Americans. If they had really an interest in this, they would go into these countries and show them how to make their country like our country.
Now, this is a good point.
An advanced first world nation. They have no interest in that. The Southern Baptist Convention, James mentioned that they are calling for amnesty. The Southern Baptist Convention is doing more than that. The Southern Baptist Convention is calling for obliterating, getting rid of all national borders. And that means getting rid of the Constitution of the United States. They want to make the United States a country with no borders. They want to get rid of all national borders in America and in the world. They want to bring in a one-world government, a one-world religion, a one-world everything. That's what's all about.
That's the second hour's conversation, Pappy. And that's what you're coming on
with. Yeah, but let me respond to that this way. Now, I've always said that the end game of liberalism is globalism. This is showing it. And basically, the long march through the institutions has gone right through denominational headquarters at the Southern Baptist Convention, just as it has at the Vatican. And these groups no longer are primarily Christian. Their true religion now is liberalism, not Christianity.
Well, they want to be adored by the world, and we're going to talk about that in the second hour, so let's not get off. All right. So much, you know, it's hurting cats sometimes. Wreckage left by summer of Trump. This was by Michael Gerson. What was that article all about, Keith?
Okay, basically, let me read this part of it. This is a mainstream conservative, a mainstream conservative, or a so-called conservative that has a syndicated column. He's with the Washington Post, I believe. Here's what he says. He says,
on the mic.
Trump's defeat is now a matter of GOP survival. That's just one little quote from it. That's what
you can imagine how
here.
The rest of it goes.
Well, see, in other words, the guy, Donald Trump, is basically making business as usual impossible for the usual suspects. And the usual suspects are howling in pain because they know this man, one, can't be controlled with money because he's got enough money to burn a wet show dog. Two, he cannot be he's not subject to the typical pressures that they can put on candidates. And unlike the other candidates, he tells people, I don't need your money. What I need is your vote. And although he's not a member of the Republican Party or an official conservative, doesn't have any pedigree with the Heritage Foundation or any of these other inauthentic conservative groups, he obviously has abundant common sense. And I've always maintained that conservatism is nothing more than common sense. Liberalism is counterintuitive lack of common sense. And because he has enough common sense to make billions of dollars in a highly competitive world with people that would give their eye teeth to see him destroyed, he shows me that he has the capability and the smarts and the moxie necessary to make a success as a CEO of the United States of America. And furthermore, he has enough smarts that he's not going to be dependent upon technocrats, Jewish liberal technocrats like Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Perle, Douglas Feith, and others that move seamlessly from Democratic to Republican administrations and are actually our shadow government. It's the so-called bureaucracy, or what they called in an earlier era the technocrats or technocracy. He can circumvent that whole system. He's smart enough. He's got his own experts. And he knows where to go to find expertise when he doesn't have it. And he doesn't need to go to the same old well that all these other governmental and political hacks would go to. That's why he is such a dangerous man to the establishment of both parties.
Obama commits United States to fight poverty.
Okay, again, another blank check written by Obama and his presidency to help transfer wealth from the white community to the non-white community. This is the end game, again, of liberalism, and they cloak themselves in sanctimonious self-righteousness, but actually all it is a political payoff, just like political payoffs under Boss Tweed.
All right, you had another one in here, Keith, about a, now you won't know if you don't live in Memphis what this is about, but one of the communities around here is called Lakeland, Tennessee, very small little town. And one of their aldermen got in big trouble for posting something politically incorrect onto Facebook. So everything's being monitored now. And it was really an innocuous thing, saying that he's a Christian and opposes homosexuality.
Right. He was saying something about some gay man. Oh, here it was. There was a student at Christian Brothers High School, a private Catholic order school in Memphis, who wanted to bring his significant other, who was of the same sex as himself, to the prom. Well, Christian Brothers has it down in stone in writing, has been there for eons apparently, a rule that says that you can't bring students, boys from other schools to their prom. You can bring a girl from the other, from another school, but not another boy. Well, this apparently is stepping on the toes of the gay coalition, the LGBT mafia out there. So this boy was kind of put up to this, we feel certain, and is doing this to try to, you know, bring the wrath of Khan down on the heads of the hierarchy at Christian Brothers High School. Well, this man who is an alderman, he's probably an alum of Christian Brothers, and he was offended, and he made his displeasure known on the internet. Social media, folks, is a trap. Don't engage in it. You don't need to be on social media. I know that makes me sound terribly old-fashioned, but people who have opinions like ours are going to do nothing but heap hot coals of abuse on our foreheads by going into Facebook or any other Twitter or something.
And we say that by hosting one of the most well-known talk radio programs in the country.
Well, you don't need to put something in there.
Unless you're ready to risk something.
Unless you're ready to put your head in the noose, basically.
There
which
you
is
go.
What they're
doing. That's the disclaimer. Well, you've got right here, Keith, Little Rock panel weighs renaming Confederate Boulevard. So they're going to, you know, rename a Confederate street. But this is why, though, I'm so proud of our most recent fundraising drive. You know, we're going to be sending out dozens of these beautiful Confederate flags to people all over the country and around the world next week, people who contributed at the appropriate levels last month. And so, okay, they might get a robe, but we're going to put out 100.
We're going to say, just like Hank Williams Jr., you can bet I'll brag on that rebel flag.
Amen.
And they're not going to back us down. No surrender, no retreat, no apology.
Good work, Keith. And Keith will, of course, be with us for much longer. Scoop up next, though. Stay tuned for Scoop.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I'll tell you what, Eddie, I'm beginning to perspire. And you know how I hate to perspire. Can you go find the air conditioner out there in the hall? All right, we got Scoop Stanton on. We got Scoop Stanton on. And he's going to tell us about that shooting in Oregon. And we're going to give Scoop the entire floor. Take it away, Scoop.
Thank you, James, and good evening, Political Cesspool family. On Thursday, there was an active shooter situation at Umpqua Community College in rural Roseburg, Oregon. 10 people were killed, including the gunman. 7 others were injured. The information about this killer was dispensed much, much slower than the Charleston, South Carolina killer, Dylan Roof. With Roof, we knew everything about this kid even before he went to go see the judge. We also knew that he cited the Council of Conservative Citizens website, which was then vilified more than Roof himself. Why do we know about Roof more than this other killer? Because the killer is biracial and he targeted Christians. Christopher Harper Mercer is a result of a white father and black mother. Other than his schooling, his past addresses, and posts on internet dating sites, we know virtually nothing about this kid. I'm dying to know if he was prescribed medication for his head, just like the other killers, Roof, the kid in Colorado, Jared Loughner, so on and so forth. The media is not only hesitant to say his name, one reason is why the local sheriff asked his name not to be mentioned, but hesitant that he was allegedly was asking his victims what faith they were and were shooting Christians in the head. Then there's President Obama. He immediately went on television to give his condolences to the victim's family, as he should. He also got on his high horse on gun control. He had more passion on gun control in the situation in Oregon than, say, Syria, the economy, Fast and Furious, the border, the State Department, emails, so on and so forth. He told the media to put up statistics showing the number of terrorist attacks versus gun violence in the past 10 years. This was the barking orders from the media's Lord and Savior. CNN happily obliged. Folks, what Obama said about putting statistics right one next to the other, this was not at random. The White House knew exactly what they were doing, and the media happily obliged. One event you'd never hear Obama mention about gun control is when a thug kills a cop. Let me repeat that. You never hear Obama talk about gun control when an officer is shot in the line of duty. Also, you never hear Obama mention about any officer killed in the line of duty. And unfortunately, we lost another hero in blue this week. Wednesday, we lost police officer Greg Alia of the Forest Acres Police Department in South Carolina. No media, no Obama, no change. One listener from the area, Tim, emailed me and begged me to get him his shirt that to show that people do love law enforcement and the political cesspool loves our law enforcement community. Hopefully, James will post the information on how to order the shirt now that the fundraiser is over. James Keith, back to you in the studio.
Well, we certainly are going to do that, and I want to again thank you know, and I want to say this from the bottom of my heart. I want to say this again from. Hang on. All right, are we popping now? Did we get this? I don't know why. Let me see your mic, Keith. All right, there it is. Okay, I don't know what happened to my mic, but I was talking, but it sure wasn't going out. I'll have to find it. No, it's turned. Anyway, we'll figure that out during the break. But nevertheless, I do want to say this. We are going to get those T-shirts up. I want to thank Scoop for creating those. And as I said last week, you know, one of the things that makes this program so special is the people that make this program special. And Scoop certainly among them. You know, we talk about being here every week, every month, every season, every year. And Scoop has been there with us every step of the way since 2005, just a few months after the first show we ever did. And he does a great job, and I'm thankful for his weekly reports. We're going to get those shirts up so you can buy them. And now that the fundraiser is over, we'll get those up this week with all the information there. But of course, Scoop, you're right about this Oregon shooting. It's already certainly brushed under the rug to the extent that it could be, considering the short amount of time that's passed. But it's not getting nearly the play that Charleston got because they can't exploit it to the extent that they could twist the information around with Charleston to suit their purposes. So here you have a mixed-race, half-black, half-white shooter targeting Christians, asking them if they're Christians before he executes them. That really doesn't play into their narrative. It's certainly much more typical than their narrative, but it doesn't play into it into ways that they could exploit it. So they fall back to guns. And Keith had a comment about that we talked about yesterday at lunch. And then, Keith, make that comment again, and then let's toss it back to Scoop very quickly.
I was just going to say, we predicted yesterday that if there was no way to pin it on white people or on you know, white racists, that it would be the gun's fault. And, you know, right on cue, that's exactly what Obama did.
All right, we got it figured out now. I'm back here, and we got the mic situation worked out. So, you know, it takes a moment. But, right, I mean, so it was a tragedy. Obama, I saw his press conference. He said, you know, they're going to accuse me of politicizing this. But and then, of course, he went on to politicize it, saying, you know, how could anyone believe that more strict gun control measures aren't the appropriate prescription here, which is, of course, absolute madness. If anybody there had been armed, he wouldn't have gotten away with it. Scoop, take it away, my friend.
Well, let's look at Bill O'Reilly had a good point about Chicago, but let's look at Illinois, New Jersey, New York, and Maryland. They have, and the District of Columbia, they have some of the strictest gun regulations in the entire world. And yet, they have some of the most highest rates of violent crime in the entire country. But if you look at Virginia, Tennessee, Texas, Arizona, they love their guns, and people buy them, lots of them. And they have some of the lowest rates of crime in the nation. So one may correspond with the other. And here's another thing, that there's allegations that this crazed killer was a neo-Nazi sympathizer. But we haven't heard anything about whatever websites he looked at, but, you know, go back to Dylann Roof and it's like, oh my gosh, the Council of Conservative Citizens, where they simply just put up news articles with an opinion, a very educated opinion, by instance. Also, another thing is that they're not mentioning about this horrific tragedy in Oregon, was that I'm willing to bet Dallas Adonis, most of the victims were white. So again, it's not going to match their narrative whatsoever. Mixed race killer, white victims, oops, let's bury it. Let's talk about the weather. Let's talk about Syria. But we can't go into Syria too much because now Russia is now the world superpower. And then the pathetic United States. James?
Yes,
well, let me just go and say this, Scoop. This is Keith. Compare the Charleston shooting with this shooting. Apparently, it's terrible to shoot black Christians, but these were white Christians, apparently open season on white Christians. No comment about that. No comment about a shooter that would pass for black in society today shooting white Christians. But just, you know, the fury of hell unleashed upon all authentic conservative organizations, all vestiges of the Confederacy, and gun owners when black Christians are targeted by some crazed white man.
Well, I mean, again, it's like
the mirror image.
You have here a mixed race, half black, half white shooter targeting Christians. If they're in Oregon, 90% chance they're white. So they're white Christians. That's right. And, you know, I would certainly like for the media to go into his computer and dig up every website he's ever been to. And if he has ever been to the White House's website or any website associated with Obama, I want Obama to immediately
Black
step
Lives
down.
Matter.
If he's been to any of those social media, sure, hashtag Black Lives Matter. If he's been to any of those, you know, that constitutes exactly as much of a so-called link as Dylann Roof had to the council since he went to their website, what, one time? So, but of course, they're not going to do that. This is going to be swept under the rug. I would also like to know if this guy was on drugs, what kind of mind-altering drugs. All of these shooters are on the same drugs, by the way. I mean, I'd like to know if this one follows the script on that. But, you know, he's just a product of our society, a society that takes God out of the public square, out of schools. You know, rather than teaching people that they came from a creator God who loves them, where they might end up acting godly, they teach them that they come from animals. And guess what? They act like animals. Scoop, final word to you.
Well, any good out of this was that the local authorities, local sheriff's office, took care of him lickety-split. So we're not saved a trial. The ACLU would just say he was mentally incompetent, or they want to execute him because of his color, this, that, and the other thing. But again, you know, yeah, this is a tragedy, but it's also a tragedy for the, you know, week after week I'm coming on talking about the officers died in the line of duty because of Black Lives Matter, Obama, Holder, Sharpton, de Blasio. I mean, for all the officers and deputies shot and they do survive, there's so many going on. I can't literally keep tabs on it. But again, We're here for you, everybody. We'll do what we can. Also, I want to meet the other guy from the Bronx who actually listens to the show. I almost wrecked the Chevrolet when I heard we had a contributor from Bronx County, New York.
Well, you don't even live in the Bronx anymore, Scoop.
No, but I still my old stomping grounds. I'd move back in a minute.
It's a spiritual home.
Well, we'll get you the contact information. I think we can certainly pass that along amongst each other, and I'm sure he would love to hear from you. Fan of the show, I'm sure he contributes just to hear your segment each week, as so many do. Scoop, thank you for your contributions tonight, as always. Maybe we'll get together next week. I'm going to be in your neck of the woods, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully.
So, anyway, we'll be back with the second hour. We're going to tell you why Sunday will never be the same, everybody. Stay tuned.
Another hour of the political cesspool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.